Ready for another deep dive? You know, I love to get up close and personal with characters. And today, well, we get to spend some time with Lily from, her name is Lily.
By John Walker.
Exactly, by John Walker.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one.
Me too.
Yeah.
His characters are always just so, well, vivid.
They really are.
And so, like, you really feel like you know them.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping we get that sense of Lily today from these excerpts that we have.
Yeah, should be fun.
So
let's jump in.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So, like, right away in the first excerpt, we get some beautiful imagery. I mean, just, like, stunning descriptions of Lily. He describes her as blossoming like a delicate lily,
mm-hmm.
and she's painted with gentle yet powerful strokes. And he even calls her the garden's most precious bloom.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, like, how can you not just fall in love with her from those descriptions alone?
Right. It's so evocative. I mean, the language he uses, you can just tell how much he adores this character and really wants to bring her to life for the reader.
It's interesting you say that, because one thing that stood out to me was the word blossoming.
Oh, yeah.
Because it suggests that she's not just like a static beauty.
Mm.
She's evolving. She's becoming.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And it ties into what makes Walker's writing so compelling. He goes beyond the surface level, right? He doesn't just describe physical beauty, which he clearly does so well, but he infuses it with these deeper qualities.
Like what?
Well, he talks about her profound integrity, her purity of soul, and even her ability to bring light into any room. It's like he's creating an icon, almost like a representation of virtue and goodness.
Okay, so not just beautiful, but like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he's building something more symbolic, I think, with Lily.
It's interesting you say that, because it's making me think of characters like Beatrice from Dante,
mm-hmm.
elevated to represent something beyond themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's maybe what Walker's doing with Lily?
It's definitely possible, especially if we look at his other works,
oh.
The Symphony of Souls, for example. There are similar themes where he elevates certain characters to symbolize ideals or virtues. It wouldn't be surprising to see him playing with that idea again here.
Okay.
But what I find really fascinating is how he combines that symbolism with these incredibly sensory details.
Oh, yeah.
Like when he describes Lily's softness of touch, the warmth of her gaze, the serenity that follows in her presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's creating a tangible experience for the reader.
Right.
As if you could reach out and meet Lily yourself.
It really does pull you in.
It does.
You know, you saying that about serenity really struck me, because I wonder if it's a subtle clue to her role in the book.
Ooh, interesting.
Like, could she be this calming presence amidst chaos?
Oh, I like that.
Because a lot of Walker's stories do have that kind of underlying tension.
You're so right. And remember in Whispers of the Wind how the character of Anna brought a sense of peace to a war-torn world?
Yes.
It wouldn't be a stretch to imagine Lily playing a similar role, maybe as a counterpoint to a more tumultuous environment or conflict.
Okay, so she might be like the eye of the storm.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know about you, but all this is making me so excited to read the full book.
Me too.
But before we get too carried away, let's touch on how this excerpt ends. Walker says that his adoration for Lily spills onto every page.
Yeah.
He calls her a rare and delicate flower, preserved in his words. What do you make of that, especially considering he calls his narrative a gentle breeze?
I think it speaks to the tone and the reading experience he's trying to create. It sounds like he's crafted a very intimate, almost reverent portrayal of Lily.
No.
The gentle breeze metaphor suggests a delicate touch, an invitation to experience her story with a sense of wonder and introspection.
Right, like he's letting us in on a secret.
Exactly.
A beautiful secret.
A beautiful secret.
Which makes me wonder if maybe he's trying to make us, the readers, fall in love with Lily right alongside him.
Ooh, that's a good point.
It's clever.
It is.
Because it would make her even more captivating, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And by framing the book as a breathtaking celebration of feminine beauty and virtue, he elevates Lily beyond a simple character.
Right.
She becomes an embodiment of ideals, a representation of something pure and enduring.
This has been such a rich discussion.
It really has.
It really has. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of John Walker's, her name is Lily.
I know.
But what we've uncovered is a portrait of a woman who is so much more than just beautiful.
So much more.
She's symbolic, she's layered, and she may even be a source of calm in a turbulent world.
I think so.
So for you listening out there, we've given you just a glimpse into the world of Lily, but now I want to leave you with this. If Lily were a real person walking amongst us, how do you think her presence would impact those around her?
That's a great question.
Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye.